Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So are there real consequences when the United States of America is vulnerable? When we are weak? Are there consequences around the world when America is weak, even for other countries? The answer is yes. We are now witnessing what it looks like to have a weak America. China has now come out. They're ready to fight and has actually surrounded Taiwan over the weekend. They're also saying they're ready for a fight with the U.S. military. Now, before I get to that story, let me give you some other headlines that are happening, again, from around the world. Taliban leaders are now killing more people in Afghanistan. Yes, those that apparently stood up for democracy and freedom are still on the kill list, and people are getting, well, barbarically murdered because America pulled out of Afghanistan. Before I get into that story, again, showing you just how much a weak America hurts all of us, we also have other headlines. Vladimir Putin is now bracing for an even bigger war with a possible counteroffensive in Crimea. And what does that mean? It means that then they will obviously fight back with maybe even more of their brutal weaponry that they have at their disposal. We also have been told that soldiers are now looking to destroy Vladimir Putin's empire from, quote, within. And Ukraine is wanting you to believe that they can go on a legitimate counteroffensive. And when they do go on this counteroffensive, as they described it, that somehow they want you to believe that we should send them more weaponry and that they are going to actually win. This all happens as there's been a new intel leak, and it exposes the U.S. apparently spying on adversaries as well as allies. They're saying this could be one of the biggest breaches that we have seen in U.S. intelligence since Snowden released all of his files in 2000, I think that was 13. Now, this is just some of what's happening in the world right now. Let's start with China. China's military says they're ready to fight after drills near Taiwan and as they have basically completely surrounded Taiwan. Chinese military declared today, Monday, that it is ready to fight after completing 3 days of large-scale combat exercises around Taiwan that simulated sealing off the island in response to the Taiwanese president's trip to the U.S. last week. The combat readiness patrols, named Joint Sword, were meant as a warning to the self-governing Taiwan, which China claims as its own, is what the Chinese military said publicly this morning. The theater's troops are ready to fight at all times and can fight at any time, yes, to smash any form of Taiwan independence and foreign interference attempts, is what the Chinese military said this morning. The exercises were similar to the ones conducted by China last August when it launched missile strikes on targets in the sea around Taiwan in retaliation for then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, but have been smaller and less disruptive. Military experts say that these exercises are clearly serving two different reasons for the military for them doing this. One, as intimidation, and two, as an opportunity for Chinese troops to practice sealing off Taiwan by blocking sea and air traffic, an important strategic option the Chinese military will pursue in the event it uses military force to take out Taiwan. If you can shut them down and cut them off from the rest of the world, then you can basically starve them out, which would be part of their plan. The Chinese action also followed the president's mission to shore up Taiwan's dwindling diplomatic alliance in Central America and boost its U.S. support, a trip capped with a sensitive meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy in California. A U.S. congressional delegation also met with the Taiwanese leader over the weekend after she returned, talking about what we can do to help. China responded immediately to Kevin McCarthy's meeting by imposing a travel ban and financial sanctions against those associated with the trip and with increased military action throughout the weekend. Quote, China wants to use any increase of diplomatic interactions between the U.S. and Taiwan as an excuse to train its military. That's what a defense study expert and director of the Institute for National Policy Research in Taiwan said. Beijing says contact between foreign officials and the island's democratic government encourages Taiwanese who want to form independence, a step China's ruling Communist Party says would lead to war. As you know, the sides split in 1949 after a civil war, and the Communist Party says the island is obliged to rejoin the mainland by force if necessary, and they say they're willing to take that step. Now, you have to ask yourself, why are they willing to take that step now? It's because they want Taiwan, and they also know that the United States of America, in all reality, under the leadership of Joe Biden, is not going to do anything to stop China from invading Taiwan or attacking Taiwan. Even after Pelosi visited Taiwan, China conducted military strikes on targets in the sea around Taiwan, while also sending warships and warplanes over the median line of the Taiwan Strait. It also fired missiles over the island itself, which landed in Japan's exclusive economic zone in a significant escalation. The live fire exercises disrupted flights and shipping in one of the busiest shipping lanes for global trade. This time, shipping and maritime traffic have largely continued as normal after what has happened over the last 12 hours. The exercises this time have focused on air strength, with Taiwan reporting 200 flights by Chinese warplanes in the past 3 days alone. China's state broadcaster CCTV cited the People's Liberation Army, said the exercises are simulating the joint sealing off. They're saying this on TV. They're not hiding it, folks. The joint sealing off of Taiwan, as well as waves of simulated strikes at important targets on the island to cripple that island. This morning, the PLA said its Shandong aircraft carrier was taking part in the exercises encircling Taiwan for the very first time. It showed a video of a fighter jet taking off the deck of the ship in a post that they put on the website, their social media platform they use, Weibo. The appearance of the aircraft carrier in the Pacific Ocean suggested it could be used to prevent foreign militaries from coming in to help Taiwan. And let's be honest, I think we all know Joe Biden's not going to do much to help Taiwan if they decide to take the island. In the future, if there's a similar military maneuver, then Taiwan will have to face it alone, is what many experts are now saying based on how China would attack. Now, just to put it in perspective, between 6 a.m. on Sunday and 6 a.m. this morning, a total of 70 planes were detected and half crossed the median of the Taiwan Strait, an unofficial boundary once tactically accepted by both sides, according to Taiwan's Ministry of National Defense. Among the planes that crossed the median were 8 J-16 fighter jets, 4 J-1 fighters, 8 Su-30 fighters, and reconnaissance planes. Taiwan also tracked J-15 fighter jets, which are paired with the aircraft carriers, who all clearly broke protocol. Later in the morning, Taiwan's defense ministry reported another 59 flights by bombers, as well as multiple fighter jets. That followed a full day between Friday and Saturday in which 8 warships and 71 planes were detected near Taiwan. That according to the island's defense ministry. It said in a statement that it was approaching the situation from the perspective of, quote, not escalating conflict and not causing disputes. Taiwan said it is monitoring the Chinese moves, though, through its land-based military systems and missile systems, as well from its own Navy vessels. Now, China's military harassment of Taiwan has intensified in recent years since Joe Biden became the president, especially after the debacle that happened in Afghanistan. They're now sending planes and ships towards the island on a near daily basis, with the number rising in reaction to sensitive activities. The military activities have increased a knot since Pelosi's visit as well. Now, Chinese PLA fighter jets regularly are flying over the middle boundary line. Experts say the PLA Navy vessels regularly navigate the waters off Taiwan's northeastern coast. Meanwhile, in the south, in the South China Sea, the U.S. 7th Fleet said its missile destroyer, the USS, has sailed in a freedom of navigation operation. China has built an artificial island on the sea feature to stake its claim in the disputed territory. That's something that also Joe Biden is allowed to happen. China said the U.S. illegally trespassed into waters near the reef without the permission of the Chinese government, according to a statement from the Chinese military's Southern Command also over the weekend. All of this happening because when you have a weak leader, bad actors around the world will act out. We know this in Afghanistan, and we also know this in Russia.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So how does the rest of the world react to what China's doing right now and the weakness of the United States of America? Well, let's talk about money just for a second. There's a place where they don't really fight very much. It's called France. They usually just kind of put their hands up and say, we're good. Macron, the French president, has now come out fighting. Is now urging that Europe needs its own, quote, strategic autonomy from the United States, potentially including its reliance on the dollar, and should avoid following America into any conflict with China over Taiwan. On the plane ride back to Paris from a 3-day state visit, with a Chinese dictator, the president of France once again expressed his desire for Europe to become the world's third superpower. And of course, with France in the leadership position, you can't make this up. In an interview with Politico, the president of France, who is a leading proponent of the formation of a fully fledged EU army, many worry this is what a one world government would look like in Europe, emphasized the need for strategic autonomy. Sounds like he's taking the talking points directly from the Chinese communist government for Europe from the whims of Washington, D.C. A key element of this for the French president would be ramping up the European defense infrastructure in order to reduce its reliance on American arms manufacturers, quote unquote. More extraordinarily, however, was the president of France's comments concerning the use of the dollar as the world reserve currency. Now, you have to understand right now, China and Russia and many in the Middle East are really excited right now about this idea of taking away the power of the dollar, all right, moving away from the dollar. And they want to do this because it'll hurt the American currency and hurt America's basically power around the world. They want to take away anything that makes us powerful, and they want to make us weak. And this is how you would pull that off. One of the ways that you can do it is by saying, all right, get rid of their currency. And if we can get rid of their currency and basically do our own thing, we're going to be in a very good position to succeed. We're going to be in a very, very good position to succeed. Now, you have China that's been flying around the world. China went to Russia recently. They decided to start trading, right, not using American dollars. We're seeing this in the Middle East right now, where they're doing the exact same thing. And now you have this meeting with France, and the president of France is coming out saying, yeah, I like this idea. We should get away from the world-dominated currency of the dollar. Now, the dollar used to be very powerful. Actually, it still is. Let me rephrase that. You could take a $20 bill. You could go anywhere in the world. And everybody would take that $20 bill because it was a world currency that everybody wanted. American dollars were extremely powerful. If you've ever traveled, you know how much they loved American dollars, especially if you went into countries that were a little bit smaller. They were obsessed with the American dollar. They want the American dollar. Well, now what they're realizing is we have an opportunity here. Not only can we undermine the United States of America, but we can get rid of the American currency. And that gives us more power. And now France, who, by the way, if you look throughout history the last 100 years, we've been really nice to them. Like, we've saved their AWS a couple of different times, liberated them. Now, they're saying it's time for Europe to have its own military so they don't have to rely on America. They don't want to have to rely on American arms. And then, this was even more shocking to me. He wants to get rid of the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency, saying that Europe should look to reduce its dependence on the U.S. dollar. The comments would likely be music to the ears of those in Moscow and Beijing, both of whom have been seeking to undermine the petrodollar. Also, something that's been happening in the Middle East. Now, Communist China and Vladimir Putin, they both got together and put together what would many have described as, again, another monetary new world order, in which the rules of the world would be set in Beijing and Moscow instead of Washington. That's what Lithuania's MP said in a new interview, saying everyone should be terrified that this is even a possibility. Communist China and Russia plotting a new world order. Ukraine, just the first step, is how it was described. After the meeting, Communist China and Vladimir Putin's Russia said that it was clear what they were trying to do in their meeting, which is they put out the new rules of the world. They are set in Beijing and in Moscow instead of Washington. An exclusive interview. The Lithuanian politician has warned that the invasion of Ukraine by Russia is just the first step of a plan to upend the international order. Quote, everything is being coordinated with China. Putin, along with China, is trying to create a new world order in which the rules of the world are created in Beijing and Moscow. Ukraine is just a part of this plan. Taiwan also. The leading Lithuanian MP said that he believes in exchange for China supporting Russia's attempt to gain control over the former Soviet satellite state, Russia would in turn ship Ukrainian wheat to China, which has been facing food shortages amid devastating droughts over the past year. Ukraine has a strategic history of Russia pillaging its food resources, with millions of people starving to death. Yes, let me say it again. Starving to death. Famine happened, and there's a great book you can read about this. In 1932 and 1933, when Stalin's Soviet Union imposed a brutal communist campaign to basically nationalize all the farming and give Moscow the ability to control the supply chain, which they did. Scholars believe that the communist dictator depleted Ukrainians' food stock in order to weaken the independence movement against the Soviets. Russia disputes this claim and indeed denies that a genocide even took place, despite an estimated, listen carefully, 4 to 7 million Ukrainians dying during that period of time when they starved people to death. So what China said is, hey, we need this wheat. Ukraine is a mass producer of this wheat. And we got to figure out how to do this like right now. You add all this up and you notice the entire conversation that we're having right now, there's one common theme that keeps coming up. Are you noticing this? America is nowhere in the conversation. Our leaders are nowhere in the conversation. Our leaders are completely silent in this conversation. Joe Biden doesn't have a seat anywhere close to the table in this conversation. Can we just make sure we all understand that? Like, there's nothing in any of these conversations where Joe Biden is involved or the Democrats are involved.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
How did we get to this point? There was a flashpoint. There was a moment when the rest of the world realized, I can do this, right? The rest of the world realized, the bad actors, that America was weak and they have an opportunity, and it may be a short-lived opportunity. It may only be there for a moment. I have an opportunity, a moment where we can seize this opportunity. It was in Afghanistan. The world saw our pulling out of Afghanistan. The world saw exactly what we did. They saw that we had a president that wanted us out by an arbitrary date that was set, a political date of 9/11 anniversary, to get all American troops out so he could do a mission accomplished moment where we did it, right? Mission accomplished. It was a PR stunt. That was the only reason why they did it, to be clear. That was the whole ball game. That was it. It was a mission accomplished moment. That's what we want. That's our goal. That's our objective. And we don't care who dies. We left people behind to be slaughtered. Interpreters have been slaughtered that helped Americans. Others that sold basic goods to American soldiers, including bread, have been beheaded, as they've been now considered to be an ally of the evil West, and that will cost you your life. Women have been sold into slavery. Women have been brutally murdered. Women have been raped and stoned. Women have been sold off. Young girls have been sold off as quote, young brides. We're talking about 11, 12, 13-year-olds being sold as brides. They've gone back to the Stone Ages in Afghanistan. All the things we thought we were going to stop and right? We were going to export democracy. That all disappeared. We also lost our ability to protect our interests in that region by not keeping a strategic airbase there that we had spent billions to create. Billions. And countless American lives were lost. We gave it all back because they wanted to say, we're out of there. It was a stupid decision. It was an incompetent decision on a level that you can't even comprehend. But when we made that decision, and when they saw the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan and the weakness that we were then taking orders from the Taliban, we were taking orders from actual terrorists. That's what we did when we were leaving. And we had the ability to take out that suicide bomber, but we couldn't get the clearance to kill him, to take out that suicide bomber before that suicide bomber was able to kill more than a dozen Americans and countless other Afghanis. How did that even happen? How did we even get to that point? How is that even possible? When you have an American president that is weak, these are the things that go on. These are the things that happen. Now, there was also a white paper this past week that was released. And this doesn't help America, by the way, look stronger. It makes us look stupid. A white paper that was put out by this White House on their, quote, assessment, okay, their assessment of the Afghan withdrawal. What happened in Afghanistan? How it happened in Afghanistan? Why it happened in Afghanistan? We have an assessment now for it and what happened. And the White House is furious that you're even questioning the chaotic pulling out of Afghanistan that we all witnessed. We all saw the people hanging on to the wheels and trying to hang on and hold on to the side of an aircraft because they knew that that was worth risking their life. And I want you to think about that mentality of desperation. The people that were trying to stow away, grabbing onto the wheels and holding onto the side of an airplane that was taking off and then fell their death, caught on camera. The reason why they did that is not because they're stupid. It's because they knew that if they stayed on the ground, they were going to be slaughtered by the Taliban. That's why. Okay? That's why. They knew they were going to be slaughtered by the Taliban. And that Taliban was going to come in, and that Taliban was going to kill them, and they knew they were sitting ducks. And if they didn't get on a plane, their life was over. Guaranteed death was coming to them. And the White House witnessed this, and the world witnessed this, right? The White House and the world both witnessed it. They both saw it happen in real time. So what does the White House say in this white paper about the withdrawal from Afghanistan? They said they didn't see any problems. In fact, they think they did an excellent job. Scott Kirby at the White House said this.
And so for all this talk of chaos, I just didn't see it, not from my perch. At one point during the evacuation, there was an aircraft taking off full of people, Americans and Afghans alike, every 48 minutes, and not one single mission was missed. So I'm sorry, I just don't buy the whole argument of chaos.
So when you have an airfield that's not being protected, that's not a secure airbase, and you see people hanging onto airplanes and suicide bombings happening and Taliban fighters that are killing Afghans for sport right outside the gates, knowing the Americans can't stop them anymore. That's part of this. And I'm going to end with this just to give you a little bit of perspective here, because I really think this is an important point of perspective. The Afghans were actually, and the media did not cover this, it was men and women in the military at the base that told us this happened. The Afghan Taliban, these jihadists, were actually killing women and men and children outside the gates. And the reason why they were doing it, we're being told, is because once they realized that the American troops would not engage, it was their way of taunting and tormenting the American soldiers. They were killing for sport at that point. It was all about sport. They were killing for that moment of sport, that moment of entertainment. It wasn't because there was a mission. It was just, we can kill these people that want to go to the Americans and we can do it right in front of them, and they can't shoot us. And once they figured out that dynamic, and they figured it out very quickly, it was game on. It was, oh, okay, checkmate, watch this. Now imagine being an American soldier. Imagine knowing you can't even shoot the suicide bomber that ended up killing your friends because you couldn't get orders from the Biden administration of rules of engagement because they just wanted to arbitrarily get out of Afghanistan. Imagine you're Russia, imagine you're China, and you're witnessing this. Imagine you're the Taliban, imagine you're Iran, imagine you're Saudi Arabia, right? They're all trying to change currencies right now out of the American dollar, pegging it for trade. They're trying to take away America's power because they realize right now is the chance to do it with Joe Biden as the president. And then imagine that you're killing people for sport right in front of the American soldiers, and you know that they're so weak because of the president that you can do this. That is the moment when China said, yep, it's probably time for us to go get Taiwan. That's the moment that it happened, folks. Like, that is that moment where it all clicked. And so now you see that we're on the verge of not one, but two different wars right now, major wars, massive conflicts. The number of people that will die in Taiwan if China decides to attack, and there's very good indication that's exactly what their plan is going to be astronomical. The numbers are going to be catastrophic. And they know America can't stop them. And once they've realized, just like any bully, that you can get away with something, you're not stopping, you're emboldened, you're empowered. It's no different than crime in America today in cities where liberals won't prosecute you for committing heinous crimes. Once you realize you can commit those heinous crimes, it's game on. Once you realize that you can get caught for committing crimes and they won't put you in jail, it's game on. We're going to keep covering this story because it's important. It may not be the sexiest story of the day, but when you're on the verge of another massive war in this country, in the world, and you are watching and witnessing this happen right now, it needs to be talked about. Make sure you share a podcast with your family and your friends. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.